Okay, today's daf is Kilayim daf Samach Beis, and we are in the seventh parak. We started yesterday the parak HaMavrich, the parak of grafting, and not just grafting, but bringing under. Remember the word Mavrich was from the word Berech, to bend, the knee that's bend. Remember the Yerushalmi, one of my favorite lines, and all the Yerushalmi we had already so far, and the couple of Mesechas that we've done, line of Mesechas Brachas, Malachim Ein Lohem Kvitzin, right? Malachim don't have knees. Only people have knees, right? You want to jump, you need some knees. You want to bend, you need some knees. You bend to go up. So that's why the Gemara here talks about Mavrich, and we said it's from the Lashon of Berech, the Lashon of knees. So just a hara that I didn't get to yesterday. And that is, number one, this Mishnah, our Mishnah of HaMavrich, was quoted in Baba Basra, if you remember, as we said, on Daf Yutes, because the Mishnah there is speaking about Harchachas Nizakin, speaking about distancing from my neighbor's wall, and what do I have to do, how much do I have to worry, which is a beautiful idea, by the way, in Derech Hashkafa of law, Jewish law. Even though I'm doing something on my property, I can't just say it's my business, I'm doing whatever I want, even though it's my property. And you have parallel ideas in other legal systems that if I'm doing something on my property that might underground affect your wall, you know, is that automatically usur to me? It's usur for me to do that. So that is just a hashkafic thought. But the Rabbeinu Yonah, just to read one of the all the Rishonim there talk about this sugya of HaMavrich, just to read Rabbeinu Yonah, who we have on not too many Masechtas, so when we have one, it's good to read them. So Aliyas Rabbi Yehuda Babasra there on our Mishnah that's quoted there. Hamavrich Gefen Baretz. Remember, you need three Tvachim on the ground, and then you could have Zera on top. Ukigon Shehirchig Ben Agefen Hamagule Vav Tvachim, as we said from the Mara folder yesterday. And the only issue we're talking about is, for sure, you're six Tvachim away from the vine before it went into the ground, because then you need six Tvachim from what's on top. Once you're six tefachim away, so then the Mishnah says you can't plant right over where the root is being drawn through, directly on top of it. Even though you only have to be distant six tefachim or four amos from a kerem, but you definitely have to be six tefachim away. So the whole Mishnah is talking about once you're six tefachim away. What do you need that dirt for? What do you need three tvachim of dirt for? Right? If the dirt is covering the vine, so what's the issue? Well, what are you worried about? Again, we already know the maskana, but he asked it as a question. There's no mixing. The kilei hakerem tuluyin biyinika v'irbuvya. Kilei HaKerem is based on nourishment and mixing. Again, Kilei HaZraim is based on Marasayin. And we had that line a couple of times in the Gemara. That Kilei HaZraim, a lot of it is based on how... Oh, so remember we had Rosh Tor. You have a corner, like a diamond facing, and it touches the other field. It's okay, it's mutter. It looks separate. It looks separate. Remember we had some cases of big rows, but if the rows are so fat that they look separate from each other, they could be right next to each other. So here, though, by Kilei HaKerem, it's Tali on Yunikin and Buvia. Leficha Chanira Matzil Kivin Sheishim and Buvia. So what's the problem here? What do you even need the three Tvachim underneath for? Viod, Imishamir Buvia Udisrich Avar Gimel Tvachim, Menat Stadim Namioi Lolaharchik. This is what the Argamar asked yesterday. It's even from the side, not just on top, as we said. Yeshlomar delahachi bayagaba gimel tvachim. This is why you need three tvachim of dirt. Mipnei shesharshe hazraim nichnasim begefen. And this is the favorite what the Yerushalmi says. This is not in the Bavli. So this is what Rabbeinu Yonah is bringing in to explain the Bavli. Because the roots of this raim are going to enter in and go into and even through the pipes into the gefen. And they go three tvachim down. Avo b'shem mishtarshim litzdatin. V'im nichnasim begefen. V'havi lei keharkava. It's like grafting. And that's what he said. Trees, you can't graft. V'davka b'kvanim d'rechichi, like Tosva said yesterday, that's why it's only by vines who have soft roots. V'nechnasim b'tochan sharshi azram. And they could go into each other. Aval bilanos lo'asruki agavna. V'chein muchach v'yerushalmi. Right? We don't appreciate, but often, not so often, but sometimes, I changed the word. Sometimes, Rishonim, ala Bavli, will quote a pshat in the Bavli, and then say, and this is what it sounds like in the Yerushalmi. So we often don't look up the Yerushalmi, we trust the Rishonim. But here, we're looking at it from the Yerushalmi, and we say, yeah, that's beferish what the Yerushalmi is clear that it's saying. It's based on the entrance and the inserting of one root in the other into the other root, and it's dafka by Geffen because that is soft. Good. So that's one point. And the other har I wanted to mention is in the Ramban Avoda. The Ramban's comments at the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, where the Ramban has a machlokes. We mentioned this before, but it's always a good to review on the pasuk of Machzor Hashakel B'Shekel HaKodesh. So he talks about Kodesh there, and he notes why is Lashon HaKodesh called Lashon HaKodesh, right? The language that the Torah is written. We translate that word as Hebrew, but Hebrew Ivrit. Ivrit is not Lashon HaKodesh, right? There's a lot of words in Ivrit that are not Lashon HaKodesh. But Lashon HaKodesh is the language that the Torah was given. Biblical Hebrew, we might call it. So why is it called the holy language? So that's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban says it's because the Torah was given in Lashon HaKodesh. And Hashem speaks to his Nevi'im in Lashon HaKodesh. Right? If I don't know Lashon HaKodesh, Hashem's not going to talk to me. If I want to be a Navi, besides all the other things I have to do, right? If I only know English, so then Hashem's not going to talk to me because Hashem communicates in Lashon HaKodesh. So says the Ramban, Hashem communicates in Lashon HaKodesh. Hashem created the world in Lashon HaKodesh. Hashem, that's how he communicates. And that's what the Rambam says. That's what the Ramban says. V'chein tam etzli b'masher Rabbeinu koren Lashon HaKodesh, Lashon HaTorah, Lashon HaKodesh. Shuv b'deisha divri HaTorah nevuos v'chol divri kedusha kulam b'lashon ha'hu nemru. He lashon shakadosh baruch hu yisale shmo midaber bo im neviya v'im adaso anochi v'lo yilecha v'shar dibros haTorah v'nevua. Maimon Har Sinai, that was in lashon hakodesh. Ubo nikra b'shmo saf hakadoshim, and all the names of Hashem are all in lashon hakodesh. Kel elokim tzvakos shakai yud hei shem hagadol hamiyuchad ubo bara olamo v'chulu. This is the Ramban. But the Rambam, which is the one I wanted to talk about here, the Rambam says, no, the point of Lashon HaKodesh is that there are no, what we would call, dirty words. There are no inappropriate words. Al tachshov shenikra l'shoneinu Lashon HaKodesh l'gav aseinu o l'to useinu. This is the Ramban quoting the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim. No, lo yimsu bo shemos la'ever abi'ila, b'zarchu menekeva. Right, there's no separate word to describe the Eivor HaZachar or the Eivor HaNekeva. V'lo l'tipo l'shesen, or for urine, or for tzoa. But there's no separate word, right? There's just waste, right? Mei raglayim, we said, we had yesterday's daf. Mei raglayim, water of the legs, right? When you, the husband and wife being together, it's called bia, entrance, right? There's no separate word, rak bikinui, right? And that's the... and that's the Rambam's view of Lashon HaKodesh, and that's, we always have to, recognize that. I think we mentioned in the past that this could be part of the larger Rambam-Ramban machlokas. The Rambam often describes Kedusha-related ideas in terms of coming, what we might call, in Kabbalistic terms, itaruta dilatata. It comes from below. The Rambam talks about Kedusha being created by man. Right, very Rambam-like. While the Ramban talks about Isarusa de la'ila. Really, Kedusha comes from above. That's where it starts, and Hashem is Makadish. Right, and you have that here. The Ramban says, why is Hebrew Lashon HaKodesh? Why Lashon HaKodesh? Because it comes from Hashem spoke, and Hashem created the world, and it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rambam is like, no, what we do, we don't use it in an inappropriate way. We don't, there are no words that we would use in an inappropriate way. So just one other Lashitasam, there's others as well, the Beis HaMikdash. What is the definition of the Beis HaMikdash? How would you define the Beis HaMikdash? What is the purpose, the ultimate purpose of the Beis HaMikdash? So the Ramban twice, at least. The Ramban has an introduction to Sefer Shmos, and he has an introduction to Parshas Truma. Not too common that the Ramban has an introduction to a Parsha. He has introductions to Svarim, but he has a separate introduction to Parshas Truma. And the Ramban there says, in his introduction to Parshas Truma, V'hinei, heim kedoshim ru'uyim she'yilhem mikdash, l'hashra shechina so b'neihem. B'nei Yisrael are holy, and they merit having the shechina rest with them. L'chein tziva t'chila dvar mishkan she'yilo bayis besocham, mekudash l'shmo, v'sham yidaber em Moshe. The base of mikdash, the mishkan, is a place where Hashem will talk to Moshe, and give tzivuyim to B'nei Yisrael. And the Aron is going to be there. And here's the Yisod. V'sod ha-mishkan hu she'yiyah ha-kavad asher shochan al ar-sinai, shochan ala b'nistar. A hemshech of Ar-Sinai. Right, so that's the Ramban's pshat of the Mishkan, of the Beis HaMikdash. It's a hemshech of Ar-Sinai. That's the Ramban here in beginning of Truma, and that's also what he says in the introduction to Shmos. Right, he calls this the Sefer HaGeula, Sefer HaGolus VeHaGeula, and the ultimate is when Hashem rests his presence in the Mishkan. V'hinei, HaGolus Einenu Nishlam Ad Yom Shuvam El Kamam, Masav Asam Yeshuvu, and he says it there as well. The Rambam, if you look at the first halacha in Beis HaBechira, what's the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash? For Bnei Yisrael to go and give karbanos and be ol regel. Mitzvah saseh la'asos ba'ayis la'shem muchan li'os makrivim bo karbanos v'chogigen alav shalosh pamim bashana. Meaning, for us. For us to li mikdash. The Ramban, it's about a place for Hashem to rest his presence like Har Sinai. The Rambam, it's for us to bring karbanos. Same idea, Lashon HaKodesh. The root of it, where does Kedusha start? Does it start from below? Does it start from above? Okay, so let us now, two ha'aris from yesterday, now let's go continue where we are up to. Let's start with Ha'ar Kuba Shebegefen, the Chulu. Right, five lines up from the bottom on Samach Aleph Amid Beis. Ha'ar Kuba Shebegefen, remember the bend. Right, you have a vine that comes out of the ground, immediately goes horizontally, and then goes up. So where do the six tefachim count from? Six tefachim count from where it goes up, where it starts being vertical. So the Gemara says, V'hai k'she'en arisho nirad, that's only if right when it gets out of the ground, it goes horizontal immediately along with the ground. That's when you only need six tefachim from where it sticks out. Avalam haya harishon nirad. But what if it went up first a little bit? It went up horizontally off the ground. And then, it went vertically off the ground. And then it went horizontally, and then it went vertically. It's like up, across, up. So you have two vertical lines. So then the Gemara says, Avalam haya harishon nirad, no sein shisha tefachim lakan, v'shisha tefachim lakan. Then you have to have six from both. They're both chashuv places of vine, and therefore you need six tefachim from each of those. Teda lecha shehu kein, and I'll prove it to you. I'll prove it to you from the next Mishnah. The Taninan de Basra, the Mishnah that we have right in four lines from now, that comes afterwards. Hamavrich shlosha gefanim. V'karei nirin, right? You could peek already at the Mishnah that we're going to do in a few minutes. Ez Hashem, that if you have, let's say you have a row of vines. You have three vines. And all of a sudden, what do? You take all three vines, you put them in the ground, and you pick them up on the other side. So now you have six vines. You have two rows. You had one row of three vines, and now you put them in the ground, and now you have six vines. So, are you allowed to plant in between those vines? Are you allowed to plant in between those rows of vines that are really one vine each? So the Mishnah there says, in the name of Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok, if there's between 4 and 8 amos there, then they are mitztaref to a vineyard. Right? Like we said before, that's the shear. So, you can't plant there. And if not, they're not mitztaref. Right? Are they mitztaref or not? So, says the Gemara now, back to where we are. When's the issue? When is there an issue that they have to be between 4 and 8 amos, which is the shirim that we had earlier, because the normal way of planting vines? That's only regarding linyan akerim. That's only regarding whether it's called a vineyard or two separate rows of vines. But the Mishnah doesn't talk about avoda. Mishnah doesn't talk about avoda, meaning, do you have to distance? It's one vine. So it's clear that you'd have to distance from both of them. No saying shisha tvachim lakan, v'shisha tvachim lakan. Right? Nobody's arguing on that. Right? The only issue is whether you consider them together or not. But the Mishnah doesn't say that which one do you choose to distance from, obviously, because you have to distance from both of them. So you see from there that even if there's one vine that's connected to each other, it could be that you'll have to distance six tvachim from two different spots. From two different spots, like our case, if it goes up and then across and then up, two spots, six tefachim from each of the spots that go up. Good. And now we read the Mishnah. And now we read the Mishnah that we just quoted. Hamavrich shalosh kvanim v'ikarim nirin. What happens if I have three vines, and then I take them, I stick them in the ground, and pull them up on the other side, between 4 and 8 amos away, maybe. But the first vines, the parent vine, is still visible. Still visible on top. It's not like totally under the ground. So Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok omer, im yesh b'nei yen me'arba amos vat shmona hare elu mitztarfos. If the two rows of vines are between 4 and 8 amos, they're mitztaref. Remember, that's the natural way. By the end of Maseches Kelayim, we're all going to be able to plant vineyards in the regular way. Right? Between 4 and 8 amos. Right? That's the shear. V'im lavein mitztarfos. But if not, if they're closer in or further out, then these two rows don't make a vineyard. Next halacha. Gefen sheyavsha asura. What if you have a dried out vine? Dried out. Totally dried out. Asura. It's still asur to plant near it. Mishum marazayin. It's still a vine. Veina makadeshes. But it doesn't asur. If you plant zroim near it, it doesn't asur because it's dried out. It's only asur. Mishum marazayin. Stop there for a moment. So we'll talk about how dry, we'll see the Rambam as from a little bit later. But first, this reflects that if something is dry, there's a shinui in the chefza. Right? There's a shinui, there's a change in the it's not called a vine anymore. Midaraisa. And that's why it's only Asim Mishnah Marasayan. We have this elsewhere also. First Mishnah in Lulav HaGazel. Right? The first two prakim in Sukkah talk about Sukkah. The next couple of prakim talk about the Dal and Minim. So the first Mishnah about the Dal and Minim, third parak. Interesting. The Reb Levi Yitzchak Mibarditchev says that, what does it say in Hashem's tefillin? What does it say in our tefillin? We always put HaKadosh Baruch Hu's praise first, and he always puts our praise first. Our tefillin says Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and Hashem's tefillin says Mikam Chisul Goyecha Baretz. And in Parshas Matos, the Klei Yakar points out, Hashem says, Nekom Nikmas B'nei Yisrael B'midyan. And Moshe says, Nekom Nikmas Hashem B'midyan. So we're always worrying about each other. So, also, in Sukkah, if you look in the Torah Shebichsav, and only after that, Basukas Teshu Shivas Yamim. Yet if you look into Rosh Hashanah Peh, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi puts Sukkah in the first two prakim of Sukkah. And then Dalad Minim in the next couple of prakim. So why do you switch? So Dalad Minim symbolize our Klal Yisrael going out and doing for Hashem. We're full of mitzvahs. Dalad Minim are running out and doing mitzvahs. Sukkah, Hashem's protection of us. Ananei HaKavod. So in the Torah, Hashem books Dal and Minim first, because that's the gavos of Am Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi flipped it. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi put Sukkah first, because that is the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch. So the first halacha that we know, lulav, gazel, yavish pasul. A stolen lulav is pasul, and a dried out lulav is pasul. So the Gemara talks about yavish, I understand. Why? Why is yavish a problem? The Gemara says, Hadar be'inan v'leka. A dried out lulav is not hadar. It's not hadar. Rashi says also, Yavesh de be'inan mitzvah mu'uderes dechsiv va'anvehu. Meaning, hither mitzvah. Hadar, you might have read the Gemara as it's part of the definition of pre-eitz hadar. But Rashi quotes the pasuk relating to hither mitzvah. Zekeli v'anvehu. Tosfos is immediately bothered. Hidr mitzvah, that's a din l'chachila. That's not a din b'dieved. It says here, Yavish is pasul. You're telling me Yavish is pasul because it's not mehudar? Zek keli v'anveyu. Zek keli v'anveyu, that's never a din li'ikufa. Tosfa says, de'ein, the lokomo shapir shakuntris, mishum dechsiv zek keli v'anveyu. De'ein v'anveyu elo l'chachila. V'lo mifsa b'hachi. It's not possible because that kedemucha beperakama. Right there, hither mitzvah, the first paragraph says, mitzvah la'ogdo. It's a mitzvah to do igud of the lulav and the hadasim and the aravos. Hither mitzvah. That's only the chachila. So Tosas be bothered. No, this isn't the generic din of hither mitzvah. But what do you see from Rashi? It seems like in certain contexts, hither mitzvah could be li'ikuva. Right? Maybe dal and minim. This is a din li'ikuva because once it's yavish, it's not mehudar. And therefore, it is not a lulav or not an esrog. Right, Rav Soloveitchik in his sefer Rishima Shiurim on this halacha, he goes through the different types of hidur. And according to Rashi, right, this hidur hapsul shel yavesh hu chalos shem psul miyucha l'dalaminim. Right, that's the hadar. You see that it's a problem li'i kufa. There is the other pshat, the Yerushalmi. Once we're on Yerushalmis, the Yerushalmi says yavesh is pasul because Yavesh kemes and lo hamesim yahaleluka, right? That's the Rishalmi right here, and the Ritva. This is a very important line of the Ritva for Yerushalmi Dafyomi land, right? This is the Ritva right here, the beginning of Lulav HaGazel, right? The Ritva argues on the Ravid. The Ravid says, and therefore, because it's lo hamesim yahaleluka, it's pasul every day of Sukkos. That's what the Ravid says. V'meisu vada eno hadar shameis kfar halach kol ziv v'hadro u'bevada kivishu meis kimisha eno dome. Right, so kimisha eno dome is pasul kol shivas yamim. But the Ritva quotes this Yerushalmi and says, let's read his lashon sachusu. It's an exaggeration. It doesn't mean literally. Lo amesim yahaleluka. It's talking about a lulav, a dried out lulav. Lo amesim yahaleluka. Kiderach sha'amru, like it also says, he quotes this from the Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah, Gabi shofar shahafku v'takaba, if you blew a shofar from the wrong side, from the opposite side, it's possible. Why? Mina meitzar karasika. You're supposed to blow it from the meitzar, from the narrow. Oh, come on, mina meitzar karasika. That makes the psul, you can't blow it. So the Ritva says that it's nifsal because it's not derech havaraso. That's what the Babli says. Ella, here's the line of the Ritva.
Urcha de Tamuda de Bnei Ma'arava hu bahachi.
It's the way of Talmud Yerushalmi to talk this way, to use phrases that are not exact for halachic sources.
Lemeitan ke'ein snifei ta'amim min hakasuv ledina shel Torah.
The din, the reason for the din is blank. But the Yerushalmi sometimes will quote a flowery lashon in order to emphasize, but not because that's the real reason, and don't take it so literally. So the Ritva puts these two together. Menametza karasika, about the wrong side of the shofar, and lo amesim yahaluka, by yavesh of lulav. Fascinating. But that is the Ritva right here in the beginning of lulav agazel, but it talks about yavesh, right? Yavesh changing the status, and here too, yavesh changing the status of a gefen. So back to our Mishnah. So a dried out gefen is aser, ve'ena mekadeshes, but it's only aser l'charchila. Remeir omer, haf tzemer gefen aser ve'ena mekadesh. Tzemer gefen is what we call cotton, but it's called tzemer gefen, and as it grows, it looks a little bit like a vine. So Remeir says, it's totally not a vine. It's called tzemer gefen, but it's cotton, but because it looks like a vine, it's also aser to plant zra'im near it, because of ma'arasayin ve'ena mekadesh, but it does not aser b'di'evet. Rav Elazar bar Tzaddik omer mishmo, afal gabe gefen aser ve'ena mekadesh. Rav Elazar bar Tzaddik says, also planting on top of a vine is aser, but it's not mekadesh. What is that talking about? Very unclear in the Mishnah. The Gemara is going to explain that it's referring to our first Mishnah of the Perek. If you didn't have three tfachim of dirt, remember you brought the vine underneath to the other side, you're supposed to have three tfachim of space on top of the dirt. What if you didn't? So that's the case that Rav Elazar bar Tzaddik is talking about, that it's aser, but it doesn't make it aser. Fine. Let's just finish the Mishnah and then make a comment. Elo aser avlo makachin. The following also are aser, but they don't aser doesn't create kelei akarim, that's aser bahana. That couple of phrases are a review from what we've had over the past couple of weeks. Mosar churban akarim. The mosar of the churban akarim. Remember, that's the karachas akarim. The karachas akarim, where you need 15, if there aren't 15 amos, right, the Marafolda reminds us, you need 16 amos. If you don't have 16 amos, then it's good. You can't plant in there, in the Karachas HaKerem. But the Mishnah is saying, that's true, it's Asur, but if you planted more than 4 amos away from each side, it's not going to Asur with the Evan. It's Asur to plant there, unless you have 16, as we'll see. But Moser Chorbet HaKerem, Moser Machol HaKerem. Also remember the case of the vine and the fence. If there's a certain amount area that you need, lechadchila, but if you went outside of 4 amos, then you're okay. Mosar piske aris, that's what we've been talking about the past couple of days, right? The piske aris, you have 11 vines on a wall, and then the middle vine dies, and there's space. So now you have the piske aris, the space there that you're supposed to leave a certain amount of space. If you didn't, then it is aser, but it doesn't aser as long as, again, it is four amos away. Moser apifiaros. Remember, that was the case of the pergola, right? Where you're spreading on the pergola. If you plant far out, we had shiurim that limited, but all of those are going to be aser ve'eno nesar. Aval tachas hagefen va'avodas hagefen va'arba amos shebekerem ha'be'ilu mekashin. But real kelei akarem, if you plant zroim in the karem, or right under the karem, or within 4 amos of the karem, or within 6 tfachim of a vine, all of those are going to aser itself. Good. Okay, let's continue. There's more to talk about on the Mishnah, but we have to make sure we get through it. Amar Abelazar, we skip the next word, derebi meir hi. What does this mean? Rabbi Elazar is saying that the line in the Mishnah, we had two lines in the Mishnah. The first line said, planting next to a dried out vine is aser, but not makadish. And the next line, Rabbi Meir said, also planting next to cotton is aser, but not makadish. So Rabbi Elazar is just saying now that first line is Rabbi Meir's shita, because he's worried about Marasayan in both cases. To Rabbi Meir, the line about the dry gefen is based on the same thing that Rabbi Meir is in the next line. So the Gemara says, Nicha besisva. In the winter, I understand why there's a marasayin issue. Because you have a dried out vine, it kind of looks like all the other vines, because all the other vines lose their leaves in the winter also. So then I can understand this marasayin. Ava bakaita, in the summer? In the summer, fresh, moist, live vines are full of grapes and leaves. And the dried out vines are dead. Why is there marasayin there? Answers the Gemara, no. is asrin, there are places, the masrin tarfin, there are some places that the vines lose their leaves even in the summer. So there could still be an issue of maris ayin even there. If you look in the Rambam and the Ravid has an interesting way of reading this question and answer that we just had. The Rambam says, the question is, how dried out is what is the Mishnah talking about? A little dried out or very dried out? The Rambam's lashon, gefen hey tezayin, gefen sheyafshu ha'alin shela, a vine that its leaves dried out, v'naflu kederach shetibash ha'gefen b'yimei hakor, and the leaves fell off like it dries out in the winter. So it sounds like it's in the summer, but like it dries out in the winter, it dried out, aser lezra betzida yarek otvua. You can't plant near there. V'imzara lo kidesh. Even though it's all dried out, it dried out like it would in the winter, you can't plant near there. But if you did, lo kidesh. Says the Ravid quotes our Gemara, but he quotes how he understands the question and answer. Amar Avram, HaMishnah, Amar Gefen, Gefen Jav Shasura, Venim Kadeshes, Gemara, Nicha Besisva. I understand in the winter. Im Nashua Le Besisva, Afiluachi Asura, if it lost its leaves in the winter, I understand why it's Asura, because all the trees look that way. Efshar, and also, if it fell off in the winter, this is how the Ravid understands the question that we just read. Efshar Shadain Lo Yavsha Lagamre. If it's in the winter and the leaves fell off, you have no idea if it's dead. Maybe it fell off because it's the winter. It fell off a little bit before the other leaves. There are some vines that are a little more sensitive than the other vines. And it lost its leaves a little bit earlier. So that's how the Ravid says, read the Gemara. In the winter, I understand why you have to be machmir. Not because Maris Ayin, but because maybe it's still a good vine. And it just lost its leaves, because it's a little more sensitive. But if it's lost its leaves in the summer, Havade Lagamri Yavsha. That's the question. If it wasn't leaves in the summer, it should, not just, it's no Maris Ayin, but it should be totally mutter, because it's definitely dead. Because vines don't lose their leaves. V'lama asal azra betzida eitz ba'amahu. It's just like a piece of wood. It's dead. Answer? No, there are some vines that even lose their leaves in the summer. Michlal zesh shaminan. But what do you see from my reading of the Gemara? If you know the vine is totally dead and dried out, it's not us. Right? That's how the Rabbi reads the Gemara. The question is, in the winter, if the leaves fall off, then fine, I understand. You have to be choshish. Maybe it's alive. It's just the winter. But in the summer, it's for sure dead. So my answer is no. Some of the leaves, some vines are still alive, and they lose their leaves in the summer. But it's clear, mechlal zesh shamina shem yafshal gamri eino aser klal. But it's mashma that if it's totally dried out, it's not aser at all. End of Ravid. So what's he commenting on? He always is bothered by something the Rambam says. So the Mefarshim explain that he must understand that the Rambam argues on this. That the Rambam holds, yavesh lagamre is still aser. That's how the Ravid must understand the Rambam, and that's what he says. No, look at reading the Gemara. You know, the Gemara. So number one, you can read the Gemara like we first read it. It's about Maris Ayin. It's not about whether it's alive or dead. So that's one way to read the Gemara. The Mefarshim, though, the Kesef Mishnah says, no, read the Rambam closely. He agrees with the Ravid. Right? When the Rambam says it gets dried out, it's still Asur. He says it gets dried out like the vines that get dried out in the winter that lose their leaves. So it could be the Rambam very agrees with the Ravid. Agrees with the Ravid. What's the Ravid getting upset about? So both the Kesef Mishnah and the Radvaz say, that's a nice reading that the Ravid has of the Gemara, different than we read it, two different ways to read the last two lines, but it could be that the Rambam, Lamaisa, agrees with the Ravid. Okay, we continue now. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar bar Tzadok Omer Mishmo v'chulu, Rabbi Shmuel, so what, this was the line in the Mishnah that we already explained, but it was unclear. Rabbi Lazar bar Tzadok said, if you plant on top of the vines, it's not going to aser b'di'evet. What was that talking about? Reshbol bar v'shem Reb Zira al gabi zemor he mas nisa. It's talking about our Mishnah. When you plant on top of the vine that's underground, if you didn't leave three tfachim, it's aser to do, but it doesn't aser. Fine. Rabbi Bun bar chiyah b'shem Reb Shmuel bar Reb Yitzchak. No, I think that Reb Elazar bar Tzadok in the Mishnah is referring to a different case. La avir asara he mas nisa. It's talking about those cases we had in the last parak, remember? Where we had two rows, one field higher than the other field, and you weren't allowed to plant on the upper field or on the slope within 10 tfachim of the bottom field. Right? We had cases of planting on the slope there. That's what our Mishnah is talking about. We're talking about if you went in within 10 tfachim, you're not allowed to do that, but it doesn't aser. Amar Reb Yossi, Havinan Savrim, Kerem. Reb Yossi says, I used to think Havina Tzavrin, we used to think, Kerem Yeshlo Avir, Gefen Yechidus Ein La Avir. I thought that a Kerem, you have to be worried about airspace. Ten Tzvachim. But one vine, don't worry about the airspace within ten Tzvachim. Min Ma Darchia, B'Shemer, Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Lavir Asari Yimastisa, but the Shmuel Bar Yitzchak just gave pshat to our Mishnah. That what's Rav Elazar Bar Tzadok talking about? He's talking about the case where it goes into the ten tefachim within the airspace of the vine. What's the language of our Mishnah? We're explaining a case of a vine, not of a vineyard. Hada amra afilu gefen yechidus yesh la'avir. So I learned from him that even for a gefen yechidus, even for a vine, not even a vineyard, you still have the ten tefachim limit. You can't be within ten tefachim airspace of the vine, not just a vineyard. That's what I learned from the second shot of the Mishnah. So again, we have two pshatim in the Mishnah. What is the Elazar Bar talking about? When he says, if you plant on top of the vine, it's usser to do, but it doesn't usser. Either less than three tefachim, talking about our Mishnah, or we're talking about the last pair of cases, where you take the upper vine, and it gets within the ten tefachim of the lower vine. That's the case that will usser only lechadchila. It's usser to do, but it doesn't usser. Okay, one more line. Elu asur v'lo mekachin v'chulu. The following cases are asur, but they don't, right, this have this in the, you know what, let's stop here. Let's stop here, we'll start with this next time, and then we'll get to Hamasachik as Kvano. On tomorrow's daf, we have one of the most famous, it's famous if you know it, but it's discussed by all the Rishonim in Baba Basra, Hamasachik as Gafno, al gabei tfuaso shel chavero, first daf in Baba Basra. Right, talks about this, the Baba Kama Daf Kuf, Yavamas Pe Gimel, right? This is much discussed. Masachi Kazgafno, the case of Mazik. I know, and Osir Davashin Shalom. We'll get to that tomorrow. We'll stop here. Slama Pe'ez Mabez.